Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And we're all much more awake than normal. We actually have a night show going.
Yes.
Feels weird.
Thank God.
I've been at work all day. My brain hurts.
I've been in bed all day.
Her brain doesn't hurt. Does it?
No. See? I mean, I did some work while I was in bed with my videos. But, yes. That's all I got.
I've been reading Dark Knight Metal.
Yeah, I've been doing a whole lot of nothing today.
My multiple short boxes worth of backlog I'm finally trying to get caught up on. And everything is taking a backseat to Dark Knight Metal right now. Mostly because there's a lot of them. Because those one-shots, which... The one-shots.
Dear Lord, read two Internet. Of them. I read the first two.
The Red Death and Murder Machine?
Yes.
Murder Machine, I was only let down on because it's not what the cover made me expect.
Not even a little bit.
Like the giant bat train of death. But but it was so much better than I feel like what that would have been.
I agree. I actually really, really enjoyed Murder Machine. Red Death was also really good.
How may I serve you?
Red Death was super dark.
Spoiler alert. They all are. Super dark.
I'm really excited to get to the Batman Who Laughs.
I wish I could talk about the book that I like reading, but they're canceling it.
You can still talk about it for
same.
Now.
It's really good. It's a shame they're canceling it.
I hear you.
We can just make our own endings.
But no, I want Marvel to make it for me. And not. I
mean, they're going to in like 2 months. Someone's knocking.
Somebody order something?
They've got a bag of something.
I'm assuming it's some sort of delivery.
I'll handle it.
I'm so scared.
Well, while Dalton's doing that, we'll go ahead and get into the show here. So no one is currently working on Rick and Morty Season 4, which is just truly unfortunate.
I mean, yeah. Like, why not? Why not, though?
Yeah,
But why aren't they working on Rick and Morty?
I really don't understand it.
Okay, but why aren't they working on Rick and Morty?
Don't know. It's easily their most popular show on Adult Swim right now.
Right, so why aren't they working on Rick and Morty?
Maybe they don't have any ideas.
I've got to guess that Harmon and Roiland are working on something else. Well, but I don't know what else they could possibly be doing.
I know Roiland was working on that VR game. Because we saw that at Game Awards.
Yeah. Maybe, and I know Harmon has Harmon Quest and a few other things that he does. But I don't think it's anything like... that time consuming. Also, Dalton didn't get stabbed.
I was really hoping for it too. I don't know who Paul is, but I don't want his
probably
food.
One of the frat dudes upstairs.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, yeah, no, this is the ground level.
We share an address with apartments and people.
So was it delivery?
Yeah, it was because I looked at the bag and I was expecting to see like a bunch of like PlayStation 1 games. It was food.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Well, anyway, I have no idea. I cannot think of a single reason why there is no one working on a script for the next season of Rick and Morty.
They may not have anything ready for it, like a story to go into.
Well, I mean, that's the point.
That's what they should be working on.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't have any ideas. Well, I guess we'll just wait for one to get assigned to us. That's not how any of that works. Especially because, like, the guy who... Because it wasn't a voice actor. I don't remember who... It's like, one of the producers or someone associated with the show. Because they asked him about it. And he's like, yeah, no, like, at the absolute earliest could be, like...
2019.
The end of 2019.
Damn.
Yeah. Game of Thrones made their announcement. Rick and Morty's like, we can upset that. we can make that worse.
What was the Game of Thrones announcement?
Final season isn't coming until 2019.
Yep. But we don't know when
it's
in 2019.
It's six episodes.
Yeah, it's only six episodes, and it'll be sometime in 2019 before we get it.
And this is like the final season, isn't
it?
Yes.
Yeah, this is how the whole series ends.
I saw someone post like, well, no, they're just trying to get the TV fans something to like compare to the feeling of the book fans.
Yeah, not even close. Yeah, book 5 came out like 10 years ago almost. That was the last book.
Oh my god.
Is there supposed to be a book 6 or something?
There's supposed to be a book 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Like they're supposed to it's supposed to be 7 books and yeah, the 6th one isn't even out. Isn't even finished yet.
Old RR is going to be starting to write really quick soon.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He's been slowly kind of working on it, but then like he'll throw out something else like a book of lore, a book of maps,
A book of maps.
Yeah, no, like he just throws out like this, you know, related stuff.
I just picture him just panicked. Just like, because he's got the worst case of writer's block. So he's got nothing.
I mean,
so he's just like rocking back and forth in front of his typewriter, like
maps.
Just maps. I bet a coloring book is next.
That'll make him happy.
Well, the problem is like the show writers have written it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have, the last two seasons of Game of Thrones have been post books. Like they've gone beyond where the books were.
Right.
So, and it's been great. Like, but it's been wonderful.
Haven't they
stuff.
Also been like branching?
Well,
like
mean,
where the like the books are doing things that. Or the show's doing things that the books didn't do. And
well, the way that it's been working since the very beginning, the show kind of like, it'll deviate from the books, but then it comes back for the critical plot point.
Okay.
Like, there's small details that they do differently. And some there were slightly larger details that have to do with more of the timeline than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and that didn't come till towards like season four, season five, because at that point, I think they knew they were going to outpace.
They were
going to
catch up.
And boy, have they!
And then didn't like Martin give the showrunners like a basic outline of this is what's going to happen?
Yeah, because he had the rough idea of where the story ultimately ends. He's had that idea from the get go.
He just hasn't written it.
No, right. I love the idea of just like, no, this is what I want to happen.
You do it.
Yeah, you do it. All right, that's a good idea. I'm gonna write that down. Like he is now letting them write it for like just be like, all right. Now I can start writing the books. Now that I have this idea of what they're doing, I got this, guys.
Maybe he's just waiting for the TV show to end so he can just, like, hard left turn.
Like yeah.
I mean, guess what? Book 7, steampunk.
Do you watch Game of Thrones, Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I knew somebody here did, but I didn't know who
religiously.
It was.
Religiously.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, I've read the books. I have
HBO Go, but it's not... I'm more interested in like watching Silicon Valley because my brain just can't handle a big thing like a big show
Silicon
like that.
Silicon Valley's so good.
Yeah, and Silicon Valley just makes me laugh.
It is really good.
I don't think Game of Thrones is going to do that from what I've heard.
I mean, parts of it are pretty funny.
I feel like that does not outweigh the funny parts in Silicon Valley.
Also, I just want to clarify, A Dance with Dragons, the last Game of Thrones book that came out, was 7 years ago.
Oh. Well,
I mean, that's not much. Book, it's not much better.
They can stop complaining than book fans. Was that
I mean, I'm still waiting 10 years on Kingdom Hearts 3, so
true.
I understand the pain.
Didn't that game get, like, wasn't that originally supposed to come out in, like, 2015?
It was supposed to come out on, like, the PS3,
three.
I feel
a
like.
Lot.
Kingdom Hearts,
yeah.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 was supposed to come out on the PS2, and then they're like, no, guys, we're definitely going to hit you in the PS3. There were theories back in the day that it was going to be a PS3 launch title.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
The PS9, there we go.
But hey, but aren't you looking forward to the three more remasters of
2.95 HD LED Remix 3D Blast?
If they do another if they do another remix, they have literally just made a whole new game. Oh. They've remixed every game.
Okay. If they get it to be VR though. VR.
No, Mandy.
That would be sweet. All right,
sorry.
You just put Kingdom Hearts 3 back another 3 years. I just want you to know that.
That's fine. That's
guys,
almost fine.
We're going to break away from the show for a second. I need to talk to Mandy. Mandy, we cannot keep buying remasters.
We've
both done it. I understand. But we're part of the problem and we need to stop.
If it's VR, by golly gee, I'm going to buy it.
Do you even have a PSVR?
Not yet.
But no, Mandy, what I'm getting at is
she absolutely will buy one for Kingdom Hearts.
We need to stop buying these spinoffs until we get three. I've done it too.
Dalton, there are no amount of words that you can come up with or make that'll make her stop buying Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, right? I understand because I'm in the same boat, but I'm trying to talk sense into
it's
her.
It's not going
to
happen. You're barking at the wrong tree.
Also, it was Ryan Ridley, who is a writer and producer for Rick and Morty.
And now we're full
so
circle?
Like, well, no, because it was bugging me. I couldn't, because it was a name I knew, but I couldn't. Come up
gotcha.
With it.
That's failing you.
But yeah. So he would be surprised until if it came out before late 2019.
And I know that Venture Brothers, their previous most popular show, that's experienced a lot of the same stuff. They went really, really long periods of time without having any sort of like release information. I remember at one point I was buying the DVDs as they were coming out, and I remember at one point thinking that I was super far behind. They'd likely done like three seasons since I got caught up.
Mm-hmm.
They had only done one. And like I bought season three shortly after it released. And it was years before I bought another season. And yeah, they had season four out and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 2019 will be the year. We'll get Rick and Morty. We'll get Game of Thrones. We'll get Kingdom Hearts.
Now that we're talking about Adult Swim, it makes me just appreciate Robot Chicken this much more. Because they're like their animation style actually takes months to get like an episode done.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
and it's just like, and they've been consistent for like 10 years now.
Yeah, they really have. Like,
get on their level, everybody else.
I mean, and then you look at like Seth MacFarlane stuff too. Like, I'm not saying that it's as good as Rick and Morty. I'm not saying
it's not even better than Robot Chicken.
Yeah, it's not. I would, because I wouldn't put Robot Chicken up with Rick and Morty either. Though it's
in fairness, it's two different kinds of comedy.
Absolutely. But yeah, either way, you've got people that pump out like all of this stuff all the time, and I do want Rick and Morty to be better, so I don't want it to come out as fast as like Family Guy or American Dad or anything like that.
I'm also willing to bet that the amount of money put behind the Seth MacFarlane shows absolutely dwarfs the amount of money that Adult Swim kicks in for.
Yeah. That's yeah, and I think that probably has a lot to do
with it. Like Fox and I think American Dad's like a TBS show now.
Maybe like, those Seth MacFarlane shows go all over the place all the time. But either way, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They have a lot more financial backing because Adult Swim just doesn't. They don't back what's good. They specialize in putting out cheap stuff.
They give them a platform, and like they just don't have as much money to use to back it.
And see, I don't know how that's possible.
Because I feel like a lot of the money that on that network is in the day and morning.
Well, I mean, but isn't that still like? Because Adult Swim isn't its own thing. Like, it's still just part of Cartoon Network,
isn't
it? Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. Like, the money that, like, goes into that.
So Cartoon Network, it may just be Cartoon Network, isn't, like, yes, they recognize that Adult Swim has very popular things, and they will budget for that, but also, like, oh, they see what a success Rick and Morty is, but they're not going to kick in more. They just kind of, they have a set amount of money that they cut off for Adult Swim.
The problem is, like, that's true with every one of Cartoon Network's shows, though. It's not just Adult Swim. Like, Adult Swim has that problem, but you look at, like, Steven Universe goes on hiatuses for months at a time. That one's stupid popular. Adventure Time is stupid popular. It goes on long breaks. They do that with all of their really popular shows, and most of their shows are kind of low budget, especially Adult Swim. If you look at Adult Swim, a lot of those shows can be done with, like, a mid-grade computer and a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like that's just what we see. And I feel like Cartoon Network absolutely could budget more money for this stuff. Not quite Fox money, but they could definitely get up there, and they just don't.
Right.
I want to say Cartoon Network's Viacom. I'm looking into it now.
I have no idea. But either way, publishing company that actually is willing to put money behind stuff. Netflix.
Yeah.
Time Warner. Never mind. I was wrong. I'm stupid. I should have known that. Mm. They have all the DC stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, Netflix. They're working on a new show called Sabrina. And it is about Sabrina, the teenage witch. Be a Netflix exclusive that apparently the CW passed on.
Why?
So they're just like rebooting it pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but if the CW passes on something that has teenage in the title... Maybe there's a reason.
Teenage isn't in the title anymore. It's just called Sabrina, and that's how it was pitched to CW as
so
well.
So edgy.
But like, CW picked up Riverdale.
I heard that's really good.
It is.
I haven't got to see it yet.
And Sabrina was kind of pitched with the success of Riverdale because Archie Comics are the ones that own both Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Archie. And yeah, with the success of Riverdale, you'd think that CW would be all over Sabrina. But they passed. So Netflix has picked it up. They actually have cast their Sabrina now. It's Kiernan Shipka. I have no idea if that's actually how you say her name or not. And I'm really sorry if it's not. For those of you who watch Mad Men, she was Sally Draper.
That makes me feel weird, too, because she was a child in that show.
She's 18.
So, like, that's where I still see the girl with, like, the dry cleaning bag over her head. And that's like first. I know that's like first season stuff, and like she grew in that show, but that's a weird mind F.
She also voiced for Mandy, at least Jenora and Korra.
I didn't watch Korra.
I thought you have watched Korra by now.
No, I just watched Avatar.
You need to watch Korra.
Yeah, it's on the list.
So bad. Gotta stop rewatching shows. Start watching new stuff.
I love Full Metal Alchemist and Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm rewatching both.
Oh, yeah, Mandy she's in a perpetual state of rewatching stuff.
I mean, that's how I am. It takes a lot for me to like have to focus on a thing.
Thank you.
You see,
I'm not saying it like a good thing. It's no, just I understand.
No, you're on my side. It's fine.
Well, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about like Sabrina in general. I'll watch it because I mean Netflix is producing it. Like,
I'll put it on my list.
I won't. See
I'll be
it.
The only one at the table that'll watch it. That's fine.
Well, I also was never super into Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Like, I liked the cat. He was kind of a dick. Like, that was funny.
That was my show before school back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago when I lived with my grandma, she would wake me up every morning with sausage, eggs, and biscuits. Like, she would literally put it next to my bed to wake me up. sometimes there'd be bacon. Sometimes it was sausage. She preferred making sausage. Either way. I would wake up, eat breakfast, watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch, take a shower, go to school.
I liked it back in the day, but I just feel like I probably wouldn't care for it now.
It's that thing where it's like, I'm sure it's fine. Like, and that's the thing, is like, it's fine where it is in the past.
But I'm also like, yeah, older and to like go and watch that now as like,
yeah,
do not imagine it holds up.
It's important to note, yeah, Sabrina the Teenage Witch probably doesn't. This is not like Sabrina the Teenage, this isn't Fuller House to Sabrina the Teenage Witch. This is a brand new show that's a complete reboot of the series.
Oh, no.
And from the look of the cover, it's a significantly darker tone on it, which if it's anything like Riverdale, that was very much that. Riverdale is somehow really dark.
Yeah. Wasn't it? Didn't it have like a zombie episode?
I think
Riverdale?
So.
Yeah.
Not that I know of, unless it was in season two. I've only seen the first season.
I thought I heard someone talking about like zombies or something.
In fairness, every show has a zombie episode now.
That's accurate.
You had like a 50-50 of getting that one. Just like, oh yeah, no, I mean they probably did it.
Community does theirs best.
They, oh yeah.
That was really good. I like that episode a lot. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how this is gonna go, but I also just I really like Melissa Joan Hart and I'm really gonna miss her being in that role of Sabrina.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. Another show that I used to watch that I don't care about anymore, Supernatural. Got a little bit of news with that. Because Supernatural just, you know, went way off the rails and it's just awful now.
Is it over yet or no?
No. It's been like
it's going to keep going for as long as teenage girls keep watching it.
So
which I mean they're not wrong because like you don't notice it as it's happening, but Jensen Ackles and
Padalecki
and Jared Padalecki they don't age. Like, they're aging, and, like, if you go back and watch season one, and then you watch an episode from, like, season nine, which is where I rage quit the show, yeah, they're clearly adults now, but they are still just stupid attractive.
I would say that Jared is aging a whole lot harder than Jensen.
That's fair, because Jensen is, like, still kind of, like, I could still buy him as Red Hood.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I'm pretty sure Jensen Ackles is immortal.
Is that the short-haired one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to pull
all three dudes at the table know exactly who it is.
Yeah, he's going to pull a Keanu Reeves. Like, he has stopped. Like, he's reached max level.
Just a better actor.
Well, yeah.
About to say, don't argue that fact with me.
I hope Chris Hemsworth stays in his peak stage.
I mean, so far, so good.
I know.
He's been doing well for about 9 years now.
I saw a preview for that movie he's in, like the war-looking movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh.
I mean, between him and Chris haircut. Evans. Chris Evans also hasn't aged since that stuff started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Jared Padalecki has definitely aged a little bit. Like, the long hair thing doesn't really work on him anymore because he doesn't have that, you know, young boyish face.
Yeah.
So it looks weird, in my opinion.
That's fair.
But my cousin's in love with that character, so... and she's a teenage girl. That is clearly where Supernatural is marketed now.
Mm-hmm.
So I accept that I'm wrong and I'm willing to move past it. But they're doing a spinoff show. And it looks like it's going a little bit back to kind of the roots of Supernatural. So it sounds kind of interesting to me. There's a character by the name of Sheriff Jody Mills. Sounds vaguely familiar to me, but I don't remember.
She was, if I'm remembering this correctly, she was Bobby's neighbor. And like they're
the
in,
one that was
in that like,
of, like
town, and they were always a little bit flirty-ish.
Yes,
like
she
lost her husband to some supernatural nonsense, so she has been like since been clued into the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And I so like I don't mind that character. Like I didn't know they were doing the spinoff, and this is gonna get spoilery, but this is like season six spoilers, I think, or seven.
So it's your like, fault.
If you're gonna do a spinoff show of like female characters. Joe and Ellen were
yes.
How do you not give them a show? Oh, because you had them killed off in some nothing confrontation. Like, yep. I don't remember what killed them.
It was the dogs. The Hell House.
That season.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
But they were amazing.
They were.
Like.
There have been a lot of great female characters in that show that just die needlessly.
Yeah. And like, and like this one didn't actually like have sex with Dean first. Like for once.
Yep. Yep. Because yeah, pretty much every female character that's gotten any amount of airtime are either some sort of mother figure or a love interest for one of the two brothers.
And these were
or
kind
both.
Of, and these were a little bit of both. Like Ellen was kind of the mother figure. Mm. Her husband was a hunter that got killed before the show started. Hunting with, I think, Bobby and John. I think John for sure, but I don't remember if Bobby was there. And then yeah, Joe was just hot, and Dean thought she was hot.
And Dean was correct.
He very much was, but like, they didn't actually.
Yeah, they never.
That banged. Episode with the in the murder house. I like that one.
I don't recall it.
they I don't know if they flat out say it's H.H. Holmes, but it's H.H. Holmes.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they like bury him in the basement, like in just a tiny little circle of salt, and then cover it in cement, so they can't destroy him because he's too powerful. So they just like super trap him.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I don't remember that episode, but that sounds awesome. I also at that point I wouldn't have known about H.H. Holmes.
And,
so
and it's so like I hate Supernatural because of how much I love Supernatural. It was such a stupid garbage trash show that I could not stop watching. Like, the first four seasons were legitimately good.
Yeah.
Like, once you get past, you know, all right, we stopped Lucifer.
Now what?
And then they have six more seasons.
Dang. I've never seen
no, that. No, they've had, like, 10 more seasons since.
Guess what?
No, they just finished season 9, I'm pretty sure.
I think they just I think they just finished 10 or 11. Because I rage quit 9 when that got put to Netflix. Because, like, so at season 5, you're like, oh, by the way, there's some unspeakable horror in purgatory. Yeah, you know, everyone knows the Leviathan, right? And then they're the ones that got to off Bobby? Mm-mm, no, sir.
All right, I have to
stop
this.
They're on season 13, guys.
Oh, God. All right, I got to stop this train wreck, though. Supernatural used to be really good. Like, I watched the first 4 seasons straight and then bought the seasons on Blu-ray as they came out to watch with my then-roommate, Ben, not the one you guys know. And yeah, it was great stuff, but
no more lies, Sammy.
Then it went really bad. The spinoff, though, is going to be called Wayward Sisters. Yeah, Sheriff Jody Mills will be training a group of troubled women, and they will start a team to fight monsters. So presumably, it's going back to that early season stuff where you almost have like there's some kind of overarching story,
but monster of the week,
which was that's my Supernatural. That's what I loved. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hopefully that goes back to that.
Because it always got weird whenever it was like, okay, we have to stop Lucifer, but there's a werewolf in Saratoga. Let's go check that out. Like, priorities, guys.
Priorities.
Do we have an air date? I'm looking at the air date now. I didn't know if you
for Wayward Sisters? Yeah. No, I didn't see the
18th this year.
Oh, wow.
Like 2 weeks.
Is it going to be on very soon. Is that going to be on CW?
Oh, no, that's going to be the backdoor pilot. It's going to start an episode of Supernatural.
That's true. Episode 10, season 13, so that's going to be your... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah, so I apologize.
Yeah. It starts in Supernatural, and then they'll get their own series later.
Is it going to be on CW?
Yeah, it's on Supernatural. Okay. So yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I understand that the backdoor pilot is the series itself going to be aired as a show on CW, or is it going to be like a CW seed thing?
As far as I know, it's actually going to be on CW.
That would actually be a good idea for that network, though.
You mean CW seed's a cool thing? Like they got some pretty cool stuff on there. But either way. All right, that's all we got for that. We'll go on to comic books. This portion of the podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends up in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. I'm sorry, Villainous Grounds.
They do giggle at that. I can't confirm they giggle at that.
They also confirmed that with me.
Yeah. Right.
Guys, it's a fun store. You should go in there and ask them about Villainous because it's hilarious.
Purchase something first.
Purchase a coffee and ask them the story. They'll tell you. It's a fun story. Anywho. Ultimate Universe. It was Ultimate Comics and Marvel. That was kind of a big deal a while back. It ended with Secret Wars. It kind of got merged with the main universe. But now it might be back. there's a Marvel comic that is ending soon that takes place in the main universe that ends with a character walking through a portal and going to the actual Ultimate Universe with art by Mark Bagley, the lowercase letters, all of the trademark stuff of the Ultimate Universe. And I don't know exactly what's going on with it, because obviously Bendis isn't going to take any part of it since he's going to DC. And, yeah, I mean, he was one of the creators of the Ultimate Universe, him and Mark Bagley. We don't know exactly if it's going to be back, like what's going to stick around, like if they're just going to do a complete reboot of the Ultimate Universe. Wouldn't make a whole lot of sense since they just destroyed it a few years ago, but this could also be their way to get a bunch of number ones back on the shelf. But I don't know.
I am just not okay with this. Like, even a little bit. You just had a months-long event that sole purpose was to kill the Ultimate Universe.
Which, you know...
It's been less than a year.
It's been 2 years.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Has it really?
Yes. I was also surprised by that.
Since Secret Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I was working...
Hastings was still open.
It was because that was the first issue of Infamous Iron Man.
Yep.
I think, because I read that, and it was like, wait, how did... Oh, well, I guess that's a thing that happened.
So, yeah, no, it's been 2 years since the Ultimate Universe
still,
died.
Okay, but still, that is not a lot of time.
In comic books, that's a ton of time.
It's all the time in the world to come back.
I mean, I'm not saying that I agree with the Ultimate Universe coming back, though the Ultimate Universe had some of the best stories that Marvel's done in a while. So, I don't know.
They didn't count.
I just Googled the book.
Why?
Because I wanted to know. Because Curious George was pecking at my shoulder, being
wait,
like, hey,
am
Dalton,
I the
it
only
might be.
One that doesn't know now?
It might well, be... it's Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, it was the book that I was reading. Because remember, I said, hey, which books are you reading from Marvel?
Yeah.
Because I was like, both of our books are ending, and it wasn't going to be Iceman. But I am reading Spider-Man 2.
No,
why
that's it was Iceman. He went to live in the Ultimate Universe. So he has a farm he can play on. And he'll just, with all the other mutants, like.
I'm not upset that I know. I just wanted to know if it was that book because it's
the
only other Marvel.
The problem is that that's a little bit of a spoiler for anybody reading Spider-Man 2 currently.
Dozens of us.
Well, wait.
We can always bleep it out.
I don't really care that much. I apologize for anyone that was spoiled for, but
Dalton.
It's not like it's a huge spoiler.
The pitch for Spider-Man 2 in general, like, just did not like. And I'm not saying like I apologize. Like, if I just ruined something for you, when did it come out? Was it this week?
I think it comes out, like, next week or the week after.
Oh, it hasn't even come out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably.
Nah, it's fine. It's not a huge spoiler. And honestly, there are a lot of ways that, because I didn't tell you what character.
That's fair.
I didn't tell you when it happens or why it happens.
Well, just,
but
so,
I read
just
the book, so I have an idea.
Well, and I will just say, like, that whole pitch for why they're doing Spider-Man 2, like, that does not interest me even a little bit. Like, why does it? Because based on the pitch, it's, okay, we need to find original Earth's Miles Morales.
Yep.
But yep. Why?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they answer that in the story, but, like, just as a pitch, like, the reason we needed Miles Morales is important in the Ultimate Universe, that doesn't mean he's going to be at all important in this one.
And see the exact opposite, because I was like, I think we were at Villainous Grounds whenever it, like, the week it came out, and Jesse and I were in there, and I was like, what's this book? And he was like, oh, it's this. And I was like, I'm intrigued. Because, like, I like weird Spider-Man stories, and that one seemed weird to me.
Dalton's also a huge fan of Miles.
Yeah, he's like...
Oh, and that's fair. Like, yeah. I'm not saying that, like, people shouldn't be excited for it. And, like, and I do genuinely feel bad, because it's not, like, a thing where it's like, oh, well, I don't care about it, so I'm like, it doesn't matter if I spoil it. Like, I'm not going to pull
that person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, open stuff around it. Like, it's not, right. It's not, like, a colossal spoiler.
It wasn't, like, the spoilers that I read for Last Jedi.
Right.
Where it's fate of two characters, return of a character. Like, ah, son of a...
So, yeah. I mean, we'll have to see what goes from there. Like I said, I don't know. I doubt they bring the Ultimate Universe back. I imagine that just has something to do with the plot of Spider-Man 2, which I haven't read any of yet.
I mean, I just... 2 years is not enough time for you to have a universe-shattering event. That's fine. Like, at least New 52, like, they're spinning it in a way that... Like, it makes sense with Rebirth and how they're dealing with the new 52 run. Mm-hmm. Because it's actually part of a giant overarching story. But at the same time, like, we know what's, we know who's creating all the new multiverses. It's just Reed Richards and his son, like, up there.
His family.
Yeah. It's just the Fantastic Four minus Thing and Johnny.
Yep.
Just like, all right, we'll make this one. We'll make this one. We'll make this one.
Yeah, they're recreating the multiverse since Secret Wars destroyed it all. And, you know, a lot of people are theorizing that maybe this is the last universe they're recreating. And, you know, they'll just go ahead and hop on into that one. And that will be where the Fantastic Four go. Because this is, you know, kind of coincidentally timed with the, which I also haven't read, the series with featuring Johnny Storm and the Thing.
I didn't know there was a book. I didn't know that was a book. Yeah. I know Johnny Storm plays a pretty prominent role in Spectacular Spider-Man right now.
Yes, they brought that bromance back. But no, they so good. They did do, like, they, I think it was 2 weeks ago or something like that, they released issue one of, yeah, The Thing and Johnny Storm. Hmm. And I know The Thing is playing a pretty prominent role in Infamous Iron Man still. Well, I'm kind of behind. He was.
I'm very behind in that. But he would, like, yeah, he was playing a pretty...
Yeah, I think I'm
substantial.
Like four issues or something like that behind in that one.
So what I've learned from this whole conversation is that one book that we won't say the title of again, I need to start reading that a whole lot, like to get us caught up so I can be like, oh yeah, no, this is how it happened.
You mean I've got the issues too.
I just haven't read them.
But anyway.
The first couple issues are really good.
Yeah, I've got like the first three issues, I think.
Only three or four has been out.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think it's issue five is the one where this happens.
Is it another six?
I think it's a six shot, but okay. And it's going to be delayed because Bendis, because they already confirmed that, and Jessica Jones, Defenders, and the other book that he's working on are all delayed because of, you know, health reasons. We talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, and a lot of people are theorizing that this could just be Bendis's actual farewell to the Ultimate Universe, because obviously if he's going over to DC, he's never going to do anything for it again. Even if they bring it back, like he's right. Sole DC guy now, and Mark Bagley has been doing some of the art for Spider-Man 2, from my understanding, and he does all of the art, like I said, in classic Ultimate Spider-Man feel. So it's sort of like a lot of people are theorizing that's the more likely scenario, is it's Bendis and Bagley actually giving a farewell to the universe they created, since they didn't really get to do that with Secret Wars.
Yeah,
but again, we don't know yet.
Didn't Bendis do Secret Wars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He could have.
Well, again, we still don't know, and we'll find out now, like, for the sake of science anyway, how much input Bendis really had on what happened in these events.
I would, like, and that is something that I would love to, like, I would love to find out. But, like, it's still, and maybe it is unfair, and I'm willing to admit that, but, like, if his name's on the, like, if he's got the top name on the cover, that's where I'm directing it.
Keep him away from Nightwing.
We still don't know what he's doing over in,
And keep him away from Nightwing.
Well, wasn't he taking over Action Comics? And I wonder if those got delayed, too.
Probably.
I mean, I would assume so, but,
he's taking over the Action Comics on, like, that big, the big numbered...
yeah, the, like, 1,000 or something.
1,000th issue or something like that, maybe?
Something. I don't think it was that big, but it was something. No,
yeah, it should be.
Because Detective's, like, 970-something right now.
Yeah.
972, I think, is about to come out.
And Action Comics is right there with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes, but... If, basically, what we'll know, if Bendis starts running events over in D.C., and he starts killing people, then, and we get a Marvel event where people don't die, then, I mean, that will be pretty clear. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of leeway between those.
The next Marvel event, he just kills, like, just everyone dies. It's Deadpool kills the Marvel universe, except, like...
It actually happens.
In the main consistent universe.
In the actual, like, 6-10... Wait, no, that's not right. I don't remember what the actual main universe is at this point.
That's why I love DC. Because you know what the main multiverse in DC is?
Earth 1.
Earth 0.
I thought 0 was Prime, and that one, like, I thought all the main comics took place on 1.
Oh, it might be, because I'm just going off Dark Knight Metal.
Okay.
Because that all takes place on 0.
Gotcha. Because I know Earth 2 is generally the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, whatever.
But still, 0 or 1. That's so much easier than 763.
Because there's also only 52 in the DC universe as
Where
opposed to...
Where are there?
Yeah, Metal opened that up a little bit.
So good.
But anyway.
I'm so lost.
All right, finally move past that a little bit. Gambit is going to be joining the X-Men Red roster, which, in my opinion, was already a pretty awesome roster that I'm kind of excited about.
Who do you remember who? I know it's that's the Phoenix one.
Yes, and it's got, fortunately I wrote it down, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Laura Kinney, Gabby, her young clone, Namor, Nightcrawler, Gentle, and Trinary, who is a new character. And then Gambit's going to join that cast as well.
Who was before Trinary?
Trinary was Gentle.
Oh, the big Wakanda. Yeah, that's right.
With vibranium tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that seems painful.
Because he's...
Yes.
Because I have an ink tattoo, and that wasn't fun. There was no metal in it.
Yeah, he had to get the vibranium tattoos because whenever he uses his mutant power, it takes away from his...
Stupid. Don't finish it. Stupid. Look, I can already tell it's stupid.
It can't be as bad as a hot white room thing.
No, that's stupid. White room. That is also stupid.
The mutant... All right, listen. Everybody knows the X-Men have done some real dumb things.
Again?
We've had some real dumb characters.
The only reason I have vibranium tattoos... I'm tough. That's it. That's all I need.
Well, does it take when he uses his powers? Does it like take away from the tattoos? Like that's his ammo?
I don't know.
Is that what you're? Okay, I thought that's what you were going to. Is like,
nope.
He can take the tattoos and like make them.
All right, I'll be rude this time. Explain to me why he has vibranium tattoos.
I already did. His mutant power will kill him if he doesn't have them.
Stupid.
That was kind of their cue.
I mean, I lost interest when you said Namor. I hate that character. I've always hated Namor.
Sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't. It depends on who's writing him.
I apologize for the language, but he's just Aqua Dick. Like, that's all he's ever been.
Yeah, so. I mean, he kind of is, because, I mean, he's been around for a really, really long time.
Oh, no, like, I understand I get that that's his character. Like, it's not just, you know, that is his appeal. It does not appeal to me. Like, and you would think it would.
I would never read a solo Namor book.
No.
But he is hilarious in teams.
So
I think it depends on the team.
One of the Walgreens exclusives like 2 years ago was a Namor in like full suit. Jesse and I, we were looking for Switch cases last night, and we went to GameStop, and they had the new Namor, which is straight up just him, just in the green scaled like trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like this close to buying it. I already have one Namor figure. I don't need why I want two. I really don't even like the character. It's just a cool visual. Like, I don't know why that character is visually appealing to me. But I'm just like,
I'm not saying anything about his character design or anything. I just like anytime that anything, and I've only read him in when he's part of a group. Mm-hmm. Like, and honestly, I think the most recent thing I've read him in is Avengers versus X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he was real bad in that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was
actually a host for the Phoenix Force.
But that's just the thing that like reinforced the like I already didn't really like this character. Yeah, I really just don't like the character.
Yeah,
but and also I'm kind of bummed because I'm so far behind in X-Men Gold. They had kind of just introduced Gambit, so I was really hoping he would be a member of that team. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, he's just like he's there for this arc, which is going to make it a lot easier when I end up having to drop X-Men Gold.
And I mean, he's been doing that a lot with like Gambit has just been showing up in X-Men arcs, like he's and Avengers arcs, like anything that involves Rogue, Gambit's probably going to show up at some point.
Including the Gambit and Rogue book.
Which I just bought this week that you can buy at Villainous Grounds.
Have you read it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I also have not read it yet.
I think I bought it. I think I bought it strictly so I can read it, not like it, and then I can be like, Gambit.
I wanted to because it was Gambit, but then...
And I do love me some Gambit.
And I like their dynamic.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yep. We'll see.
I have to read about your guys' favorite X-Men single characters in books because they're canceling mine.
Well, here's a new X-Men single character.
Oh, who is it?
Domino. She's getting her own ongoing series.
Well, good for her.
Written by Gail Simone.
That actually makes me really excited for it.
Yeah, that would be good. Because
Gail Simone is amazing.
Yes, Gail Simone is awesome. So yeah, this and Domino is cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like Domino.
That's one where it's like, man, I'm just not super familiar with the character. Like, she's been in, like, X-Force books that I've read, but she's always kind of been an ancillary character, where it's like, okay, Deadpool, Wolverine, Angel. Like, those are your big heavy hitters in those books. Domino's also there, and she's important, but, like...
She's almost like the Black Widow of that group.
Right, where she doesn't get the character development as much as, like, these other people.
Right. Because Black Widow absolutely deserves, like, a solo movie and stuff like that, but she just doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read any of the Mark Waid, Chris Samnee Black Widow?
No.
I was really good.
That's not surprising at all.
I know.
Just like that.
What?
Mark Waid and Chris Samney doing something that turned out great?
No.
They only have my favorite Daredevil run, though the Charles Soule Daredevil run has been just phenomenal.
That's the newest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of. That's another one that I'm like, if I end up dropping as many books as I'm thinking of, that's one that I'll probably use
Jesse
to replace
highly
it.
Recommends. It is so good. It is consistently good. Right now, like, Wilson Fisk is mayor of New York City. That's creating some interesting times. Anyway, so yeah, that's all we got for comic books. Video games, this portion of the podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their great content at ps2jshow.com. All right, now the Nintendo Switch.
Still waiting on my email.
Are you friends
with... Yeah, are you friends
no,
with...
No, but I still want free stuff. At this point, I'm just being, like, crappy to me. Just because it makes me laugh.
Well, fair enough.
I'd, like, don't tell him, but, like, I don't want him
he
to think
he listens
I'm,
to this show!
No, I don't think he does. It's fine. I don't want him to be mad at me or, like, think that I'm actually mad at him.
My favorite thing is they just episode back.
Like, oh, yeah, they were on...
They took a holiday break, which I totally understand, but I haven't got to listen to it yet because it hit this, like, past week. I was really busy, but I'm really, really hoping that... He mentions it.
He addresses you. He issues a public apology to the five-star man.
And this is how the feud between PS2J. It becomes Avengers versus X-Men, really.
That was bad, though.
It really was.
And I mean, I don't think any of us in a physical fight is going to be
Jesse,
a marvel to look at.
I disagree.
That's right. Manny knows karate.
I know things.
I also feel like Jesse would take a effort to Suplex City pretty quickly. Like, Jesse and Shannon both would just be like, they would just toss people.
But see, they're Canadian, so they're, like, really polite, so it might mask them long enough, but this little rage ball
I'm sorry.
Right here.
I hope I didn't hurt your fist with my face.
I don't know, I'm literally just talking to them now, though, because they said they like my Diva shirt, so I probably won't hurt them.
Also,
they're good people.
I was about to say, let's stop trash-talking our friends here.
Also, just real quick, the Phoenix 5. Gross.
The only part it's I liked terrible. Was Colossus.
I hated it. The best part, no, well, the best part in that was Spider-Man, which, shocker, but.
Yeah, Spider-Man. But anyway, video games. The Nintendo Switch is officially the fastest selling console in the United States.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Like, that, not just like currently, just like ever.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fastest selling console.
It just hit 10 million sold.
And it's hit 10 million faster than any other console in the United States.
I just really don't believe that.
See,
it's crazy.
Manny and I don't have one yet. I mean, the
I refuse to. I'm not going to buy it.
I mean, mine's coming in this week. But
also, I do have to issue an apology from Asa and myself. Whenever the Switch, they were talking about, they released the commercial where there were people at parties.
Oh yeah,
just playing their Switch.
Did you guys do that?
Well, no, we didn't. But not for lack of trying. We were at a party last night. We were at our company party.
Yeah, company Christmas party.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like,
Asa and I needed to kill an hour.
Yeah.
And we were just like, and I mean, like, we could have killed an hour doing party things, but gross.
We could have danced to songs that came out 12 years ago.
Yes. But instead, we really wanted to play. Like, we were like, man, if only I had my Nintendo Switch. And then we just both kind of realized, like, uh-oh.
Oh God!
We were so wrong.
That said, I will defend myself in that I think there is a distinction where there is when we're at a corporate event that attendance isn't required, but like to get the stuff that we were hoping to get, it was required.
Door prizes, yeah, folks. There were door prizes.
We wanted to try to win the door prizes because like the grand prize was actually pretty
legit.
Substantial.
Yeah.
So we were like, but you had to be there to win. If they called your name and you weren't there,
yeah.
Too bad. Here we'll draw the next name. And so yeah, so we're just sitting at this table and like, oh man, it would be kind of cool if we could just bust out some like Mario Kart right now. Now, in my defense, what is shown in the commercials is like going to a house party. Full of family and friends, and like I'm new to this job. I knew 6 people in that building of over 100.
Oh yeah.
So whereas if I go to a house party and I just post up somewhere and like start playing my Switch, I'm gonna get some looks.
we would have gotten
I think
some looks there too,
I think,
but
yeah, I don't care.
There would have been yeah.
There's no door prizes at the old Anthony parties, is what we're getting at.
Either way, the point is we were in a public scenario wherein we made fun of people in those commercials, but were found wanting our Nintendo Switches.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that happened. That happened, folks. The Switch is a great console.
I'm a fan.
I like mine a lot. I need to play more games on it. Platinum games.
Yeah, because I go to Jesse's house and we're like, let's play Mario Kart, and it's dead. Because he doesn't play it.
Dead.
You're welcome for bringing it back.
Or he plays
it
too much.
No. Sit down.
He is.
Get out.
I appreciate the effort, but no, it's because I hadn't touched it in like 3 months.
I was on your side.
Oh, so the battery just died.
Yes. I was actually really surprised the Joy-Cons didn't have power either. That shocked me.
Yeah.
Because those suckers have like an undetermined amount of battery power.
It didn't shock you at all. It didn't have power.
Oh, that was...
Are you proud of that?
She high-fived me, so yes.
Mandy
just laughed at anything tonight.
Yes!
She doesn't mean it. It's pity from how I killed you earlier.
So anyway, Platinum Games. They are looking to self-publish their next new IP, which I am all for. Like we've talked before about Platinum Games, minus the one glaring black mark on their record.
The one that counts the most.
Which one was that?
Turtles.
Mutants in Manhattan.
Awful Turtles game.
Bummer.
Awful.
Yeah. And because we were all just so excited about it because, you know, because
it's
games.
Turtles. Because how great would it be for us to buy the game, sit down on the couch, and just like, we're all going to be a turtle, and we're going to go through the game. Yeah, that does sound great, doesn't it? Let's take out any and all local co-op in a Ninja Turtle game.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Bayonetta 3 had better be amazing.
I'm sure it will.
They don't get the benefit of my doubt anymore. I'm aware that they have put out some stellar stuff.
That Transformers game, because
they really
back
have.
To.
See, mm-hmm. The Transformers game was okay. Like it wasn't.
I dug it for what it was.
If the Turtles game had been as good as the Transformers game, I wouldn't have been nearly as angry.
Yeah,
but it wasn't even that good.
Yeah, like, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt in like how much input they had on that, because I feel like they should have known, yes, let's do couch co-op with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game on a console that can support 4 controllers. It only makes sense. Like, I don't know.
You can do Cake Wars
with
4 players.
Or we could make everybody have to buy their own copy of the game,
right,
and we make more money.
And that sounds like a publisher thing, not a dev thing. Yeah. Because Platinum Games didn't publish that title.
Maybe, but
Bayonetta 3 better. Also, is Bayonetta not a Platinum thing, or did they like take over that series?
I mean, Platinum Games started it.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's their
own IP.
But they're
wanting to... See, and that's what I mean. I didn't know if it was their... Like, if that was their IP or...
I have no idea.
What?
But this next one's going to be a brand new one.
Yeah.
And they're talking about self-publishing, so they will have exclusive rights to it.
I also wonder if that's also going to be a Switch exclusive.
I have no idea.
Because that wouldn't be super surprising, given their relationship with Nintendo.
Yeah, all we have is that information that they're working on a new IP, mm-hmm. and they want to publish it themselves. Which, I'm all for it.
I'm sure it'll be good, especially if they're in charge of, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just
yeah. No, I know.
How
turtles
do you mess
is bad.
Up turtles, man?
I know.
Like, am I that wrong for just liking the turtles that much to be that disappointed, or am I?
No, it was a real disappointing.
Or is this enough
title.
To make me kind of question it?
No, it was a very disappointing title. It really was. I just like Platinum Games has put out so much other stuff that I really enjoyed.
They made a good Legend of Korra game.
They did, though. They made a fun to play Legend of Korra game.
That's
anyway.
Fair. Okay, now, Ed Boon, it's just you and me right now. Do not mess up the turtles. I love
oh,
you.
If he did,
I love
he already
you,
has.
But, like, Hellboy and Enchantress looks okay, but you're on thin ice. If you mess up the turtles, dead to me. Until you announce Mortal Kombat 11. And then all aboard the hype train. Choo-choo.
Burnout Paradise. Get an HD remaster of that title. It's coming to PS4 March 16th in Japan. We do not have a release date for North America.
It was a Games for Gold game a few months ago, and I haven't played it since like that month that it came out, but I forgot how much I liked that game.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Because that was the one that was like open world.
Yes.
And like, yeah, you could do races, or you could go and like smash billboards and
Yep.
Explore and stuff, and I love that.
And you could just jump in on other races. You could do a lot of car customization. It was a super fun game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was really happy when, like, Criterion were the ones that worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy when they got picked up by Need for Speed, and they put out some really solid Need for Speed titles. The Most Wanted 2012 remake, that was Criterion. They did great. I was also really excited when Criterion got picked up for Battlefront 2 for the space combat. And boy, was that space combat awesome. If only it was wrapped in a better game.
Yeah.
Okay. If only it was wrapped in a game that wasn't being published by EA.
Does your Battlefront 2 take like 5 minutes to load?
Yep. Yes.
Like every time you turn it on?
If you ever in the group chat and you see load, that was Hunter at the store on the Xbox One X waiting for it to load.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that was that bit.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it does take forever to load.
Okay, like, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like my console or something screwing up because I have it digitally. I don't have a physical copy of it.
Right.
So I didn't know if that was an issue.
I know.
But I'm glad that it is.
As opposed to being an issue with your console.
Right, yeah, because that would I can't afford a new Xbox.
Right. I mean, they are really cheap now. You get like an original model for $160.
I'm aware of... I'm a, gross.
What, do I look like a peasant?
No,
I mean, I wouldn't need an adapter for my Kinect, but I don't...
It's true. Speaking of, Microsoft is discontinuing that adapter.
I'm actually glad I already bought mine. Because it is super, like... The Kinect should not have been bundled with the Xbox One.
Correct.
They should have just, like...
Sold it separately.
Sold it separately. That said, I get why people like their Kinect, because it makes streaming super easy. Like, if I had a better schedule to be able to stream, I would be streaming a whole lot more. Because now I actually have my own space to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking of rearranging my entire living room to have something, like, in the background neat. Like, how, like, people like Boogie and other, yeah, like cool Let's stuff Players have up. Stuff in the background, so it's not just...
wall, yeah,
this face staring at people or yeah, blank wall,
yeah,
but yeah, because it's easy to use. I mean, it's kind of annoying because there is like a bunch of cords that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it yeah. it definitely has its benefits, just none of the ones that it was originally meant for, because like there has been no good gaming experience made for the Kinect outside of like the Dance Central games,
because I really love the voice command stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think a lot of the problem with, like, the games for it is that it didn't get much third-party support.
Well, it also didn't work.
The first one didn't.
Oh, the first one was so bad.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 Kinect was atrocious. And I think that was a lot of the reason for bundling the Kinect with the Xbox One system, because they knew that people wouldn't buy a Kinect after how bad the 360 version was.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to bundle it with it to show people how good and how much better the second one was. And it really was. It was a substantial improvement. The games were actually playable and kind of fun on the Xbox One Kinect.
And I didn't play any of them.
Yeah, well, there's not very many to play.
That's, yeah.
There was like a fighter game, like Fighting Uncaged or something.
That was 360. Xbox 360.
Oh, that was 360.
And that one was garbage.
Yes.
But so, that Star Wars one.
Also 360.
Han Solo.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. But either way, yeah, no, I get the reason for wanting to do it, because they would not have sold it otherwise. But at the same time, it was clearly a mistake. It just... whatever. The Kinect is... I love the voice commands for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I didn't use very many of the in-game features, but all the out-of-game features are great. Redeeming codes. Oh.
Yeah.
I could just say, like, Xbox, redeem a code, and then flash the code at it, and it took care of it.
Yeah.
That was awesome, because...
I think the PlayStation app has that now.
Now you can where
you can just take a picture of the scroll of the code that's scratched off.
Yeah, I wonder if the Xbox One does that.
I don't think it does, because when I tried to redeem Cuphead, pretty sure I had to type it in. I think. I don't remember, though.
Either way.
I want to play Cuphead more.
Some other happier news, and this is, I want to, before I get anyone excited about this is rumor and speculation from some fairly solid sources, but Nintendo has neither confirmed nor denied the following news story. They are remaking Link's Awakening for the 3DS. And I don't mean porting the original NES version. I mean, Grezzo, the guys that did Majora's Mask 3D,
mm-hmm.
are working on a complete remake of Link's Awakening.
Huh.
With the same story and a lot of the same puzzles, but throw it in the 3D environment.
I'd be down.
See, yeah. But isn't it but it's coming to 3DS.
Yes.
Put it on the Switch, though.
I mean, I agree. No.
Like, I'm like, so it's something that they talk about. Tim Geddes talks about on Kind of Funny a lot, of how I get you still have to support the 3DS, but do you really have to? Because the Switch is now portable. Like, I know. I'm sorry, man.
I almost so
but like, But it's that thing where it's, man, the Mario Party bundle, like the mini game collection. Why was that a 3DS game?
Huh?
Like, well, that should have been a Switch game.
Mandy, the bit is he still has a 3DS.
Yeah.
Like,
but he doesn't want to play it.
No, and I still use my 3DS, but I also have my Switch that I spent substantially more money on, and that this is the, like, this is the new shiny toy. I want stuff on my new shiny toy, because right now I still only have, I have four games for my Switch. I've played three of them because I'm still too scared to start Stardew Valley because I'm scared I won't come back.
That's, I've heard a lot of stories like that.
And like, and I also know that that's something I really kind of feel like I need to get focused to, whereas I will eventually go back and finish Golf Story. I've beaten Mario Odyssey minus like all of the extra moons and stuff. Mm. And then Zelda, I feel like I have put my time in and I'm good.
I still need to get the DLC and play through some of that. I do have Puyo Tetris too. Worth it.
But I'm not as good as Puyo Tetris.
I think there's an NBA like playground game that they're putting on it. Like, yeah. It's been on like the other systems, but I might actually buy that because I do enjoy like the NBA Jam style.
Yeah.
That was also another thing I saw yesterday morning that I was like, I need to get a Switch.
But Link's Awakening is like, that is probably the second or third Zelda game I've ever beaten.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
That has some of the best puzzles in the franchise. It's good stuff.
I think I have Link's Awakening on 3DS already, just not the full 3D one. Did they already do something with Link's Awakening on 3DS?
No. The 3DS, you have Link Between Worlds. That might be what you're thinking of.
Yeah, because I had them in like the eShop. Mm-hmm. That and Four Swords.
Yeah, the Four Swords.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look right now.
I mean, go ahead. But it's that thing where it's like, if it's going to be like super open and like 3D actualized world like Breath of the Wild, there's no reason that should go on the 3DS. Like, maybe the 3DS is not going to be able to support it as well as the Switch could. And that's just factual.
Maybe they'll eventually make it for your Switch.
I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility. They've done it before with like games being released for both the 3DS and the Switch.
Mm-hmm. It's just that thing where I don't like it. I don't like games to be handicapped on the system that's more powerful because they're trying to put it on a less powerful system.
It's fair. Yeah, like I said, I really don't know what we're going to do here, but Link's Awakening was just phenomenal. And
it's one of my favorite of the Zelda games.
Yep. And I still plan on replaying it through because it's on the SNES Mini.
I ended up playing it on an emulator on my phone.
Oh, nice.
Just because, like, I don't remember what it was that,
and
like...
You totally own the game, like, separately, right?
I mean, I do have it on the Super Nintendo.
There you go.
Like, I do. But I had it on my phone, and I just wanted to run through it. Like, I have no idea why.
Because
it was that thing where it's like, I don't have... I found my old copies of, like, Red and Blue, but yeah. I didn't have a Game Boy. So I was running Pokemon Red. Like, I started. I didn't put, like, any substantial time into it because playing controller games on a touchscreen is a nightmare.
Accurate.
Yeah. But I went through and actually finished Link's Awakening.
I still have Peach Man, too. Like, I beat that game, but I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, touchscreen controls.
Yeah, I don't understand. See, why you would even do that.
Mac, I feel like I could do Pokemon on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Because there's no timing involved. It's walk around, press A.
Mega Man is already hard, and then you add that aspect.
I can't beat it on a PS4 controller.
Same, can't either.
I really, really like Mega Man 2.
I get it, but that's going to make you really, really hate Mega Man.
I mean, it didn't make me hate it, but when I finished it, I was just like, good. Glad this is over so that I can move past it and uninstall this stupid game, and then I played through it again.
Also,
I started to.
So I get Link's Awakening and A Link to the Past confused. I had Link's Awakening on Game Boy because this was the Game Boy game.
And this is
the Game Boy Color game.
And I get those two confused because the one I have on the virtual costume is Link to the Past.
Which is weird because like I never had Link's. I never beat Link's Awakening when I had it.
Because Link's Awakening was
like when I had a Game Boy
game, wasn't it? Like it was also.
It was supposed to be a port of A Link to the Past, is how it was like going to start. But then it turned out to be. They're like, we're going to do something different.
Maybe I haven't played that one then.
It's the spoiler alert. Link's Awakening is kind of a spoiler. Like the title of the game is.
They're not bearing the lead. It's kind of like Jaws. You know what it's about to be about.
Right. So. Yeah, but no, it's like it's a really good one. And it's one that I never beat. Like, because for a while I was super into the Game Boy Zelda games. The first Zelda games I ever beat were Oracle of Ages and Seasons.
Oh, those were really fun.
Like, I ended up liking those a lot.
And me and my little brother each got one of those. Like, I think I got Oracle of Seasons, he got Ages, and then we swapped when we beat them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
Oh, you would have hated me as a brother.
Why?
It took me forever to beat those games.
Oh, yeah. No, Jake and I, the thing about, like, and I'll tell the story and then we got to conclude here. The thing about Jake and I back in the day, we played our Game Boys a whole lot because we were on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Frequent trips between Colorado and Missouri.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you would have stuck me in a car for 17 hours.
Yes.
I'd have got it.
I can't tell you how big of a disappointment it was whenever Jake and I actually bought the Four Swords collection on Game Boy Advance, or the Four Swords game.
Mm-hmm.
It also came with the A Link to the Past, which was fortunate because we bought it specifically for the multiplayer Four Swords adventures. We had that beat before we got to St. Louis.
And oh, we were yeah.
Very upset because we expected that multiplayer adventure to last us to Colorado.
How'd that go for you? St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeesh.
But fortunately, like I said, it also had A Link to the Past, which is a phenomenal game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we knocked that out of the park.
I don't need to buy a Game Boy Color because all those Game Boy games are still at my parents' house.
And I can let you borrow mine.
Part of me wants to go back and play those, but I have so much other stuff that I'm playing. Like,
Advance.
I kind of want one anyway because I also have I have a tub of Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance games,
mm-hmm.
like at my parents' house right now.
Yep. I think we have part SP of me wants, here.
I want the
see
SP,
and that's the thing. I don't need to spend the money. I will never go back and
play all of them.
Yeah,
just parts of them. Yeah,
but
yeah, no, I know that feeling. I bought a Game Boy Advance to mod it a while back, and I still haven't. But anyway, we gotta call it out here, guys.
Just real quick, yes. We're calling our shot. I'm calling my shot. I won't put the stake of the news of the show on it, but Nintendo Direct announcement will probably come this week. January 11th, very credible insider leak source person has said that this is going to be E3-esque. It's been rumored for weeks now that they're going to do this, and there could be a Pokemon announcement, there could be an Animal Crossing announcement, Metroid Prime 4 announcement. The new rumored 5.0 system software update could be teased. So it could be good. Like, people are saying the announcement could come as early as Monday because Nintendo likes to do a, hey, in 3 days we're doing a giant thing.
Yeah.
But the 11th is the rumored date.
Excellent. All right. So, yeah, guys, that's going to do it for us. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/podzilla1985. Also hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/podzilla1985. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.